A Lady of High Regard by Tracy Peterson. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Bethany House Publishers. A Lady of High Regard is read by Judith West.
Chapter 1. Philadelphia, June 1852. A slight breeze blew across the room, causing Nia Stanley's single candle to flicker and dance. Leaning away from the writing desk where she'd worked most of the evening, Mia pressed a hand to her growling stomach. She was starving, but there was no time to indulge, and at this hour their cook, Mrs. McGuire, would be quite cross to have her kitchen dirtied. Mia's papers suddenly scattered as the breeze increased. "A stuff and nonsense," she muttered, scurrying to recover her work. Mia decided then to conclude her writing for the evening. As if on cue, the grandfather clock at the top of the stairs began to chime. It was 9 o'clock. Time had gotten away from her. Mia tucked a few coins into her pocket, knowing that a little money often proved useful in exchanges of information. She worried that if she didn't hurry, she'd never reach the church in time to meet with Mrs. Smith. The woman had only agreed because Mia had promised to keep her identity a secret, and Mia feared that if she were late, the woman might be too frightened to stay. Knowing she'd be less likely heard exiting the drawing-room door to the gardens, Mia carefully pushed back the extravagant folds of her mother's lace curtains and unlatched the French doors. They didn't make so much as a creak, but the rush of air...